It is The Riot on Radio U with Nikki and Obadiah.
It's our podcast. Yee-hee! Oh, yeah. And that's it.
That's all we got.
You know, it's really hard to come up with something every day.
You know what, Nikki? We do it, though.
Well, something I should say, we try to make it different, but really, we're just here to introduce you to what you can expect for our podcast for today.
So, stuff that you can look forward to in the next several minutes. let's see, swearing at Obadiah, new Crayola colors, Mountain Dew SA. That gets featured prominently in the show today.
Dew SA. You have to always say it that way.
Yeah, you can't just say it. New career potential for Nikki.
There's something else.
I found one that I think could really work for her.
yes.
Getting fascinated with crowdfunding videos on the internet.
Are you thinking, while you're talking about it, are you thinking about the one with the teacher?
I'm thinking about it.
You never shared that with me. You need to post it or send it to
me. You know what? I found it Friday afternoon when I was working very hard.
Of course.
In the office, sleeping away. I saw that video. Oh, it's good. It's good. Let's see. Oh, and I streamed on Twitch finally. I did it.
Yay. So now if you're like, the Riot podcast daily is not enough.
Right.
You can join Obadiah on Twitch at Obadiah Plays, or it's posted at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, where you can also join us there too. But it's definitely worth watching his stream of Prey.
Mm-hmm. So that's there. A Ripples espresso printer. Oh, man. Probably the best thing in the whole show. What KFC's got going on?
I downloaded it, which you'll find out. I downloaded it, and I might read it.
It's awesome.
Also during work hours.
It's for the show.
It's for you guys.
Actually, you know what, Nikki? Really? I think tomorrow...
Oh, I could do a review?
You should have a book review.
That's a good idea.
Of that book. Because you're, like, you... Nikki reads like lightning. She's
a speed reader.
So you could read that, and Nikki, present to us. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do it, Nikki.
Now, I'm not getting home till like 8:30 tonight, so even though I'm a speed reader, I don't have many free moments today, but
hey,
if we finish this now and I go start reading, I could do it.
Nikki, right now.
This is my...
I give you my permission to take time out at work today.
And get this book read.
And read this book.
Okay, so that's the KFC news that's in this podcast.
It's big. It's very big. You guys are all going to enjoy it very much. I feel great about it. Anything else anybody
wants
to?
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, we need to talk. The worst of the Riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
Nikki, I want you to look at me.
Yes.
Okay. You see me, right?
I see you. I see all of you.
Most of me.
You got a Doctor Who cute little green shirt on.
All right. Do you want to swear at me?
No, why?
Do you want to say rude, random things to me?
No. In fact, you put off a cheerful vibe with that shirt today.
Let me tell you something. This weekend, on the receiving end of much random...
hatred?
Yes.
Aw, isn't that the worst?
What?
And it's not like probably they personally even know you at all. It's just you're come up against a lot of nasty people.
I do.
Yes.
Can you explain that to me?
I don't know. You do have sometimes that magnet. It just pulls in those people.
Okay, but think about this. I'm walking through the parking lot. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
Yeah, just walking.
It's not like I'm in the parking lot like, ha, 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 I'm on the air, ha, ha. No, I am quietly.
Walking through the parking lot.
Leaving my car. Going through the parking lot, no big deal. So I'll tell you, I was locking my door.
Yeah.
Got it. And so I locked it, ended up hitting it twice, so it beeped, which I normally don't do that, but it did. Then things were said.
How dare you.
And that was like, we were just getting warmed up.
That set someone off?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I am sorry to hear that. There's no reason to that.
Well, I'm just asking if maybe you see something.
Not at all.
Because the thing is, you know, I understand the fact that we all have character flaws and blind spots. We have no idea. Like, we think
maybe not seeing what other people are hating.
Right. Like, we've got it all together and we know what we're doing, whatever. And in reality, it's like, bro, like, you just wouldn't believe how terrible you are. But And I mean, I know I've got blind spots.
But normally they're not recognizable until you start speaking or you're, you know, working or something.
I'm just walking.
Yeah, you're just being quiet.
Just walking, like, hey, what are you doing? In fact, I was wearing a flannel shirt. I was wearing a flannel shirt and shorts, which I see other people do it, and I tried it, and I was feeling very unconfident about it, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe they picked up on that.
Maybe they did. Maybe I was just broadcasting a lack of confidence and thereby inviting their bully-like tendencies in the parking lot.
How weird.
Oh, weird. Just weird. But, okay, just letting you...
Sometimes angry people hate when they see someone that puts off a nice light.
You think that was
a nice attitude.
I was just walking.
You're just being you, but just you being you sometimes can be a jollier thing. So
they don't like that.
They don't like it at all.
Okay. Well, listen, if you guys feel like swearing at me today, just do me a favor. I'll tell you what. Write it down.
And set it in.
I was going to say write it down and then set it aside.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after an hour, if you still feel like you need to send it, go ahead and send it. But, you know, maybe just not right away.
Actually, what's better is if you don't mind, please wait till the weekend. That's his fun time and he would like you to ruin it.
It's the swear zone.
Yes, that would be. Don't do that during a weekday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's the riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
Crayola has a new crayon.
Yes, didn't they get rid of the yellow not too long ago? Or
Dandelion, Nikki.
That's right. So they needed to make room for a new, hotter, younger color.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this color is only 8 years old. They say this particular hue was discovered at Oregon State University when scientists accidentally combined some items. So you're hoping that, you know, it's an accident like penicillin that's going to cure some disease. No,
it's a color.
Oh, but we have a new blue.
It's a pretty blue, but I think they're just trying to drum up some support and some, like, a campaign or something like that.
I feel like maybe... Maybe Crayola's having a hard time because they are trying to drum up some publicity. And on top of that, the winner gets a $100 Crayola gift card.
I'm sorry, what? Is that
It's not even a gift card. I'm sorry, it's a $100 Crayola prize.
Now, we don't like to put a price on things, and sometimes it's an honor just to win.
Sometimes it's an honor to win.
But I feel like you would have told me a larger number than that for a nationwide campaign.
I agree with you.
That feels a little cheap.
I feel like even small children are going to be like,
$100?
Can't do any better than that?
Yes, it needs something more.
Yeah. Well, that's the deal, Nikki. For $100 if you name this new blue crayon. So they're opening it up to the internet, and I can already save you the trouble. The crayon is going to be called Bluey McBlueface.
Okay.
Boom.
Done.
The internet has spoken.
Now, for crayons, though, don't you put that on the side of the crayon? Will it fit on that?
Nikki, those crayons are long, and they, you know, that's a small font that they put on there. So I think it'll be completely fine. But if you go to the website... They tell you the story about how they discovered the color, what was involved, and what the new blue looks like. Now, I'd like to think I've seen the new blue, but then you have to wonder about the color reproduction qualities of this MacBook's monitor.
Yeah, so how are you actually seeing it?
So does Eric have a monitor that maybe...
He does.
Okay, that's...
The true color of what it is?
We really need to get in there and get something that has at least 99.9% color reproduction.
That way, we can do Crayola's work for them for only $100 pay for their... You know, again, nationwide campaign of a new color, which will be naming the color, and we lose all rights.
Well,
to whatever name we came up with.
And let me just say, it's been a while since I bought crayons. For all I know, maybe that's a lot of, is $100 a lot of crayons?
Could be.
You know?
Not like Lego money. Talking like that, that's nothing.
$100 Lego, and that gets you like, I think it's
blocks.
A 5 or 6 piece thing that you assemble.
Yeah. But like for crayons, maybe.
Maybe that's big crayon money, Nikki. Big crayon paid for all of this.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
Nikki, 47 years ago. When Obadiah was crossing a parking lot being sworn at by strangers, he did head into a store and come out with something that's more American than anything Americans have had before.
What did you bring out?
Nikki, maybe you've heard of the USA? I'd like to present to you the Do-USA.
I saw that at the store in cans.
Oh, yeah. Mountain Dew, Deuce, Do-USA.
Isn't that
I keep
just
wanting
three
to call
flavors?
It Deusa.
Isn't that just not?
Just not it. That's
it's not correct.
What it is.
Isn't that just three flavors mixed together?
That's what I love and hate about it. At Mountain Dew, they finally admitted to what they've been doing the whole time.
They're little just, bit of this, a little bit of that.
In the back, pouring flavors in. It's just the same stuff, right? Well, here it is. It's Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage all poured into one container.
In the same American bucket.
And it's, I mean, is this the color that you would get if you poured all three of them? Oh, man, that's what we actually need to do. We need to go get those other three flavors.
And pour them together.
And mix them together and see if we can come up with, because it,
I'm going to get the color wheel. Let's see what happens.
Oh, man, we should get in touch with Crayola. Maybe they could have a contest to give away one can of Mountain Dew if someone can name this color.
Name the Do-USA?
Yeah. So Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage. The Code Red, and wasn't the Whiteout the stuff we tried like a week or two ago?
Because
it was in a white can, yeah.
No, I don't think that was Whiteout, though.
Okay, wasn't. But because it was like one of the special reserve flavors.
From the Mountain Dew barrels that have been handcrafted, aged, forged, and stored lovingly.
We left them in there for a whole 2 days.
That's Mountain Dew.
So, and then Voltage, which I want to say that Voltage is grape. But Mountain Dew Pitch.
I think that's the big color there.
But Pitch Black is also grape. So do you have, can you have, is there room for two grapes?
I don't know. Now, Mountain Dew Whiteout is not what we had the other day, unless I just don't remember.
Well, it's okay if you don't.
Well, no, this seems more like the ones we had the other day were like crafted Mountain Dews. This is just straight up like in the
garbage.
In the cans. This looks like a summer picnic. That sort of thing.
Here's the deal. With this Mountain Dew Do-USA, it was released on April 28th in some markets, and then it's supposed to be making its way to all markets this month.
Sure.
So you may or may not find it. It's available in 12 packs. It's available in bottles like this.
I saw it in cans, yeah.
Okay, so individual cans?
No, a
12-pack.
A 12-pack, yeah.
Okay, because this just says 12-pack. If they're selling them individually, they broke that thing open and something's wrong. They are not supposed to be doing that.
That is not how you're selling this.
We're going to find out where that is. We're going to make some phone calls.
No, it was in a pack.
So they're also doing, this is similar to a 4th of July promotion they did several years ago in which they had red, white, and blue combo packs that contained Code Red, Whiteout, and apparently Voltage, which is a blue. I did not know that. I'll tell you what, though. It's an exciting time to be alive.
Aren't you proud to be an American?
A Do-American?
A Do-American?
Yeah!
Where it's not free, but it's cheap. That pack of Do-USA stuff isn't expensive.
Well, I'm just excited that they're doing the mixing for me. Because I used to have to buy three kinds and pour it all in there. Not anymore. Now, just,
that's
there it
gonna
is.
It's going to taste like a purple drink. Like cough medicine.
I love cough medicine, Nikki. Had some this morning.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
A lot of thought lately has been going into what Nikki's going to do when I replace her with a new co-host for The Riot.
And I know the time's coming.
Like, some people have been really concerned about it, and Nikki herself has been very resistant to the goat farm idea, which I, up until this moment, have thought was going to be probably the most emotionally and financially satisfactory outcome of the situation.
Well, I'm glad that you still care enough to make sure that I will be happy and still making money when my time is up here.
Oh, Nikki, I mean, I'm ready to throw you away like an empty can of Mountain Dew,
but you still want me to be, making money when done.
I don't want to just toss you in the recycler.
I appreciate that.
Put you up on a shelf where you can continue to find happiness. Here's where I think you may do very well, okay? This is in Lexington, Kentucky. One of the personalities at Z-Rock 103, he decided to go out and do some panhandling.
Oh, to get money?
To see how much money that he could pick up.
As like a stunt or something?
Mm-hmm. And so I want you to know that he was outside for 3 hours. He said only a few people really messed with him, and a lot of people rolled down their windows, was very nice to him, and gave him money. And so he basically came out to about $40 an hour.
Well, that's pretty good money.
And here's the thing.
And you set your own hours. So
You do. And my thing is, Nikki, you can travel. All right. You just go to different locations. Now you're going to have to walk because you're going to have to park your car a few blocks from where you're going to be asking for money.
Then you could make it over to where you want to sit at for a while.
Right. You're going to need, your clothes are already pretty shabby, but you're going to need, a little sign, maybe with a new blue crayon that you've won from Crayola. And the thing is, you guys don't, maybe you do know this, but people just love Nikki. They just love her so much. And so I imagine you're out there, and if you give people a laugh and a little half
wave,
oh my gosh, thank you so much.
$40
an hour? Come on. This guy's an amateur compared to what you're going to be pulling in.
That's actually ironic you were talking about that, because yesterday...
You were not asking for money?
No, but there's a person who would panhandle at the exit near where I live. Mm-hmm. And man, you would see her, and she'd always have a dog, every day for a couple of months. And then she just went away, and she'd come back a couple months later. But I was on the other side of town yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was driving, and I turned onto part of the exit, and I was like, there she is. There she was. She was there now raising money. It's like you're moving in different positions in different parts of the city. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to be up there?
This is not your zone.
It's very fascinating. Look into that. But yes, you just have to move and try new locations.
Yeah, I saw a guy, this is weird, I don't really watch local news, but there was this guy on campus that I used to see all the time, and I gave him money, and then I saw a local news story, they followed him back to his BMW, it wasn't a BMW, in a really nice car, followed him back, figured out where he lived, I never saw him on campus again, but he...
it became a job, that's someone's... Very dishonest, but it's their job.
Well, in fairness, it's not dishonest. He never said, I'm homeless. He never said, I'm hungry. He never said anything.
You
he just sat
assumed.
There with the cup out. So, technically, nothing wrong was done.
You're right.
And he doesn't have to pay taxes on that because, it was a gift.
It's a cash.
I don't know how that works, but...
Well, I don't feel like panhandling. I don't think that's the right approach.
You don't think that's it?
I'd go with goat farming before that.
What if it was
what if I set the goats out?
You know that lady? You said the lady had a dog?
Oh, yeah. I just bring my goats with me.
Man, if you were standing there with a goat, nobody's giving you money because they're like, she's crazy.
She's got a dog.
Don't get close. She's got a goat.
Don't go near them.
Don't get close.
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I got a new thing. It's watching real fight videos.
Real fight videos?
Oh, yeah. This is way better. Here's what I love is, when you watch movies, which I do, fighting is so beautiful and choreographed, and there's such an art form to it. In real life, fighting, thank you, Aaron Sprinkle, real life.
Oh, there you go. There's
it is just flailing arms.
I don't think it's actually a lot of fighting. It just seems to, I don't think everybody connects as much as you think.
Well, that's why they're hoping, they keep flailing their arms, hoping,
they're just pounding on anything and everyone just to try to get something to land.
Well, that's my thought is, 10% of your punches land, but you threw 90, so you got 9 punches in.
Which is why everybody's exhausted when you see them fighting.
Yeah.
Because we don't have, the... air capacity or the energy to really put in a good fight.
Hey, man, have you ever boxed before? It is exhausting. And these people are boxing fast.
Is this the Denny's video?
Oh, it totally is. All right.
Everybody got in on this fight. Everybody.
Actually, I've seen 2 great fight videos. We'll start with Denny's. It's the Albany Denny's in New York. 4:20 a.m. on a Sunday, which means everybody's been out drinking Saturday night, and they're like, yo, Denny's.
This is the trouble crowd.
Because Denny's is open all night. Man, if you're working third shift at Denny's, it sucks.
Especially the weekend one.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you work at a nice truck stop, and you've got the regulars that come through, and it's wonderful. But this doesn't look good. Apparently somebody didn't get their food, whatever. I can't tell. But what's amazing is it goes from a lot of yelling. This one woman in particular, somebody sitting down, she's standing up and she keeps getting down in their face. And I don't know what escalates, but it starts involving a lot of people and a lot of broken dishes. Lots of broken dishes.
And maybe Denny's needs to go to those plastic type dishes that look so nice, like it looks like vagina, but it's not.
Yeah. The other thing,
they're just non-breakable.
Like a plastic, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's a plastic, but it looks real. People won't even know.
As these three or four ladies are just like wailing away on each other. See, at some point, I would imagine that you just be like, all right, that's enough. Like a couple of good.
You get so tired, you pass out.
Couple flailings of the arms, and you'd be like, I think I've done enough. But this lady seems to be just feeding on the energy of the moment. So the other one that I saw was in a high school. I don't remember where it was, but these girls were fighting.
Yes.
No, listen, these girls were fighting, and this teacher tries to break it up. And this teacher gets elbowed and passes out.
Well, great. So, no, now he's watching fight videos.
So
great.
You see the teacher's like, break it up, break it up. She just like, I mean, her eyes roll back and she just falls to the ground. I had to watch that like 5 times. It's, her arms are like up and she just falls down. And I was like, nah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely out.
Oh,
she's
boy.
She's definitely out. Man, it's great, Nikki. I'll see if I can find it for you.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
When you see her pass out, you're just like, ah, watch it again. Or, you know what, guys, we should stop fighting, though, for real.
Oh, maybe that's the lesson we should learn right now.
Yeah, because you guys need to stop.
He can't handle it. He's just not able to handle it.
Ah, the coughing.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So over the weekend, I said I was going to do something, and I did it. I streamed this weekend.
I was so impressed to see that you got a game in.
I actually did. Prey, which is brand new, came out Friday. I streamed that Sunday afternoon, and it turned out okay. I definitely, as I was looking at it this morning, I actually have a lot of things I need to do to my Twitch channel because it's very plain.
Oh, so like, you need to get it all set up.
Yeah, like I have set it up, and I guess it comes down to this. I was talking to some people last week and they were like, you need to stop talking about doing it and just do it. So even though I didn't have everything kind of together, I just got the software set up and I was like, I'm going.
Hey, at least you jumped in the pool.
I did it. So now I've got to do stuff like I need a banner, and I also need something that when you go to my Twitch channel, there's a graphic that's there instead of just telling you that I'm offline right now. So like there's stuff like that I need to go ahead and get in place.
Did you have fun though?
Okay, I did, but it took a while. At first, it was very...
It's work. Kind of-ish, okay. Like feeling like that?
It didn't feel... I would say at first it felt like work. You kind of had to find a groove because, gotta tell you, I don't normally narrate the games while I'm playing. I normally just sit there and play and that's kind of it. And so once you hit stream and you get started, it was just like, hi. So...
So what are we talking about now?
This is me playing and this is whatever.
But then once you find yourself used to it.
I caught a groove and there were two things that I did that enormously helped out. One was I just finally relaxed, which it wasn't like I was nervous. But again, you just, what are you going to talk about? What do you have to say? Once I just finally got into the groove, and then two, I switched mics. I didn't even realize it, but I was using the mic that was on my webcam instead of the one that was in my headset. And when I switched that, and this is dumb, but we're in radio, so you got to get this. Like, I was able to hear myself in my headphones. And as soon as I was able to do that, I immediately felt
more comfortable.
Immediately felt
better.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. It's fine.
I can hear myself now. I'm fine.
I feel like it's working. Everything's plugged in.
Well, I'm excited you did it.
Yeah, I streamed for an hour, and I don't know, it was fun. I surprised myself when I got done by how much I ended up actually enjoying it. I had a really good time doing that. So it's something that I don't know. I don't know, like when or where. I know I'm going to do some more streaming this week. I had to bring in my PC because we are using it for something this week. Today, everybody's going to get a chance to play the VR.
A little virtual reality in the studio today.
Yeah, so I might, you know, I might plop a webcam in there and let you watch us play VR. Like, just stream that on Twitch. I don't know. But then again, I got to see if that will work. Like, as I'm, like, as you're switching games, do you have to start and stop streams? Will it keep going?
Like,
will it work? I don't know. So I thought that actually might be a fun, unofficial way to kind of just play around with that, too. So
that's on Obadiah Plays if you're on Twitch.
Yeah. And you know what? Like I said, it was fun. So if you want to listen to me have a very slow start, but finally find my groove playing Prey.
Are you suggesting they pop in maybe at the 2 minute mark, 5 minute mark, 30?
I'm going to say 20 minutes
20
in.
20 minutes in. That's when it really starts to get good.
Yeah. And then I actually posted it on the Riot Facebook page because I said I would, I said I was going to do it.
Proud of you.
And most of you thought,
not going to do it.
We've heard that before.
As a Radio U Riot on Facebook, make sure you like us there and get comfortable.
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
What the heck is a cloud egg?
A cloud egg is the new Instagram sensation. How are you making your eggs? You're not like just doing them in the skillet like normal, are you?
I freaking scramble them.
There's nothing Instagram about that.
Listen, yeah, I know, because you know what? It's 4:30 in the morning, and I'm just like, I should be proud of the fact that I'm actually eating anything at all.
Yeah, that's true, but think of this as like a brunch thing on the weekend.
Okay, so after separating the yolk, you whisk the whites into a thick, fluffy consistency.
You bake those.
Bake the whites, and
this
then add the yolk
forever.
To create. I'm not doing this.
It makes sort of a cloud, so the fluffy white yolk and then the everything mixed together. It looks like a little sunshine on the cloud bed.
It looks like mashed potatoes with like a really
butter.
Big thing of butter, and it's not going to taste that good.
But it's really cute, and so this has become the new food thing to Instagram.
You know what, guys? Pardon me, but it's not good enough.
It's not?
It's not good enough. For the effort that it's going to take for me to do that, it's not good enough.
Oh, for you to make? Yes.
Yeah. Like, no. No. I mean, good on you, I guess. It's cool.
I like to see the pictures. Like, if you go with the hashtag, the variations of what people make. Where some are, you know, just very, very perfect, and others are more interpretation of it.
I mean, I'll give you credit. Some of these photos are downright spectacular. Like, it's really impressive. But at the end of the day, you're just eating an egg. I don't want it.
Well, it's only 161 calories. So the separating of the egg stuff, a lot of people like this approach to it, so you can take a picture of it if you want it this weekend.
Yeah, and this is why I'll never be a social media star, because I'm not willing to put in that kind of effort just to get a picture.
You're not?
No, to get a picture of a white fluffy egg?
It's a cloud.
It is not a cloud.
It's egg cloud.
That's a false bill of goods right there. Like, you're going to, it looks so good, you're going to take one bite of that and be like, oh, it's egg.
You should be disappointed.
This is just egg. What the heck? Let's make some mashed potatoes. That's what you should be doing.
Well, why don't you start a new trend?
Mashed potatoes and eggs?
Well, mashed potatoes in the little pat of butter that looks like a little cloud.
Yeah. Here's a way you can make your mashed potatoes look like cloud eggs. There we go. Now, that's a social media item I could get behind if you really wanted to do something.
Might not pick up as a trend, but at least you knew you were in on it.
You know what? I'll bet you it would, because a lot of people would be a lot happier eating that. Of course, you're going to be fatter. Can't be fat on Instagram.
No, you can't.
Unless you're
fat like the mashed potatoes that you are eating right now.
Unless I want to start some like body shaming thing where it's like, look, here I am eating a cloud egg. Cloud eggs. Mm. Oh, gosh. And this, okay, they're eating cloud eggs with baked beans?
Yeah, why not? That's a popular breakfast thing.
Baked beans?
Not like in the U.S., but England.
Like, open up a can of baked beans for breakfast?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
You'd probably like it. Beans and toast?
No.
Nothing?
No. Wrong. Wrong. That's wrong. You're doing the wrong thing. No, not that. And that just looks like a slice of ham. I guess I can let that go. But
you can be fine with that.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll eat sausage.
And is that egg on the toast? So, not egg, but cheese on the toast? So is it? Toast cheese, then the cloud egg, beans and ham.
That does look like cheese. Okay, I'll eat that. Sure. Not the beans, though. You can start the day with beans.
I love it. That's where you draw the line.
That's where my line
That's
is.
That's it? Beans?
That's
what's
my
wrong
line.
With beans?
Hey, you know what? The last time we had this talk about all this, what's the new hotness with eggs, I've started chopping up spinach and putting it in my eggs.
Well, you better watch it before you know it.
I'll be on the cloud.
You're going to be having beans.
It's not happening. No beans!
I bet you will.
Bean shaming!
You come in and like, yeah, beans.
Bean shaming.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
So apparently there's a millionaire of some kind in the UK who is in some kind of a very bitter dispute with his neighbors. That's not the part I care about. Here's the part that has my attention. Apparently, in his house, he built himself his own casino. Like a mini casino. Like, full-on, like, casino thing.
Yeah.
Then I got to thinking, okay, you're not a trillionaire. You're not a bajillionaire, okay? You can't have everything you ever, whatever. But... You're a millionaire. You've got enough money to indulge yourself, let's say I'm going to say two rooms, okay? There are two rooms in your house that you've decided you don't want to move. So it's like one space that you're renovating. Maybe you can build on a little. What is it that you're putting in your house that is utter and complete luxury?
Sure.
Complete luxury. Just like...
Oh, I know what I would want.
What is it?
I would like an indoor swimming pool.
Okay.
That's what I would like.
Yeah. See, I thought
not
about...
Not a casino, but... Or a craft room, but, which I don't want. It's fine.
An indoor swimming pool, that's a pretty big luxury item. Okay.
I think so.
I can see that. My thought was, if we're just outside, I mean, I always thought it would just be... I know this is more of a Nikki thing, but I'm just going to say it. I think it'd be great to have a hot tub.
See, that's what I was going for. But now that we're talking rooms... Now we can put the stuff inside.
Right. So now you've got an indoor swimming pool, and then you've got an in-ground hot tub with your indoor swimming
exactly.
pool.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll gamble with that room.
Just as a side note, I do know right now a way that you could, for about $370, have an indoor
yes. And you can
hot
put
tub.
That in any room.
You could. Just right there, right there on the carpet. I'm sure it won't leak. Don't
if not,
worry.
I think a lot of people would like a theater room or something with all the recliners and the popcorn machine and all that stuff.
I think that sounds cool. I think it would be really cool to have an arcade.
Sure.
What if you had an arcade?
Pinball room or something?
Yeah. Like, well, we're not going to limit ourselves to just pinball, Nikki.
Mm-mm.
We're going to have...
You got
just,
more money than that. You don't need to limit yourself.
We don't need a pinball machine. We are going to have a slew of classic and modern arcade machines in this arcade. Sweet.
Now, if we figured, is that it that we can think of? I'm trying to remember or think if there's anything else we'd want in a room form.
Yeah.
I don't want a casino.
I mean, no offense, but like, lame. Hey, who wants to come over and play blackjack? How about
now? Your friends like to come over, maybe play cards, but not. We don't need to build a casino for that,
right? But okay, but see, we're
they can do that in the theater room.
We're doing it wrong. Who was the guy we saw that was like he had a room in his house? He had his clothes laid out like it was a store. I can't remember who that was, but it was like he said when he was a kid, he was so poor he could never go buy clothes at a store, like. And
so he made his closet look like one.
So he made his closet look like a mall department store, like a Macy's or something, where his clothes were literally out on racks and out on display. And he hired people to arrange that, and they took care of it like he had a store in his house. So, okay.
That's an option, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nikki, we just build our dream houses, I guess. I mean, home theater that goes into... a movie or that goes into an arcade. Those two things. It's like there's an arcade out here, home theater in here.
Sure.
That sounds like fun.
I'm going to take my two-room space up and do the indoor pool, like I said.
Well, you know, have you ever been to the pool and they have an arcade? So, like...
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, perfect.
I'm telling you, we should build our own complex. Sounds like a lot of fun. No one's allowed to come over, though. It's just us.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, our pop, or soda, as it were, our Mountain Dew SA, it's been in the freezer now for 50 minutes.
We're going to do the Riot food fight with it?
What, probably in about 10 minutes. I'm going to go in there and get it before it explodes.
You got to watch the time. You don't want it to go too long.
I really don't want it to go too long, Nikki. So, in the meantime, you know, Mountain Dew SA is not the only designer thing you could be drinking today. I'm looking at a little something called the Ripples. You know what a Ripples is?
No.
You're like, oh, is that what you get if you drink the Mountain Dew?
You get the Ripples.
Oh, man, I got the Ripples.
Like, then you won't have to go to work today or class because you could tell your boss that one.
I got a really bad case of the Ripples, guys.
That sounds so weird. They won't even ask you about it.
Like, oh gosh. Okay.
Is that a stomach thing?
That's great. Hang on. Can somebody look that up? He says he has the Ripples.
Ripples. Is that real? Is that candy?
It sounds made up, honestly. I don't know. So yes, the Ripples, it is an espresso machine. And what it does is that it will take a picture, and they say it takes selfies, but I don't know. And it will print it on top of your espresso.
Oh, okay.
So using the froth, you'll have an image. So you've been to a coffee house where, you know, the barista makes you a wonderful heart or maybe something else that's interesting and artistic on top of your drink. Well, this is for people like me to make things on top of their drink, and that is Prince. So here's Marilyn Monroe and Dolly Parton. Okay, it only does blondes on the...
Apparently. Here's a little birdie saying good morning.
Here's one that says, take your broken heart and turn it into art.
Oh, yawn. You can have your motivation then every morning on your coffee cup.
The coffee is its own motivation. Thank you. I'm good. Just...
You don't want to mess up, you know, a perfect thing.
We can just stop there. Like, I feel good about that. So, yeah.
So you just buy the machine and then you make your coffee and you stick it under the coffee machine and then there you go?
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, according to this, I'm just doing some quick math. I'm going to say about $1,600.
Woo! Now, is it the coffee maker, though? I guess I want to clarify that.
Okay, wait. Are you saying, like, will it make coffee
Yes. Is the Ripples a coffee maker / coffee art thing, or is it just the coffee art?
No, I think it does...
Everything?
Everything.
Okay, then that...
I don't know that, because here's the deal. I'm reading an article about it, but it doesn't look like it's... I don't know that it's for sale yet. I've just got a price here, and let's see. Ripples coffee price.
You can buy Ripple pods. You have to have the pods with the stuff.
Home of the Ripple maker. Here we go. Like, oh yeah, there it is. Order. So yeah, it looks like it does everything.
Okay.
So it'll make
then,
coffee and
then
you
are, hate me when I say this. But
you know what? I hated you already, so this isn't going to matter.
Oh, come on. But some coffee makers can be that expensive anyways.
Yeah.
Not the ones we'd buy, but some are pricey.
Do you think that, like, do you think $1,100 for your coffee maker? Okay.
There are more that, like I said, there's some that are way more money than that.
Do you think you could really tell a difference? Really?
Probably not, but you feel like you would. And the art would make you feel...
You'd be excited.
Your emotions would be into it.
You know, like, it would be fun if your friends come over and you're like, what do you want your coffee to say to you today?
Yes.
Or what if they've been having a hard time and you put something on there like, you are loved, and they look down at their coffee and they're like, nobody loves me. Oh my gosh, they do.
Coffee does. Someone does. Like, if you and your roommates were all into coffee like no other.
Right.
And you happen to work at a shop where they're paying you more money that you could afford this machine.
Right.
Yes, I could see people doing this.
And, you know, you couldn't quite afford to attach a casino or an indoor pool to your house.
But you can buy the Ripple.
You could grab yourself a Ripple.
Mm-hmm. You could do a birthday greeting or pictures, all with your coffee art.
You know what? It's not, no offense to this, it's a wonderful idea, but it's not for me.
Okay? I don't think so.
It's not for me.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, but if you guys enjoy it, then you go right ahead. That's great for you. It's just not for me. Because it sucks!
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
The Riot. Food fight.
Nothing says America like Mountain Dew SA.
USA.
I hate that we're falling into their marketing trap.
So Mountain Dew has issued a new flavor, which is actually three flavors they're saying collided together.
Mm-hmm.
Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage, which is now making their limited flavor of Dew SA.
Do S.A., Nikki.
That's do it. S.A. Do S.A.
All right, so with these three flavors, it smells like...
There's something it does smell like, but I can't place it.
It smells like...
It's almost to me a hint of like a lemonade flavor or something.
I just think it smells like all those Mountain Dews we tried last week.
The different white labels.
And the green label, yeah. Like whatever. It just has that same weird smell to it that is just...
It's like a fountain drink if you just mixed a couple flavors, which all is right, what we're doing. So Do S.A. is, again, Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage.
Well, that's weird. Okay, let me tell you what I think it tastes like. At the end of last week's Riot Food Fight, we took the white label and the green label Mountain Dew, and we poured it together, and we tried that, and I was like, no, this is way better than either one of these on their own. I feel like it tastes exactly like that.
Of that one?
Yeah, which, since this is three Mountain Dew flavors poured together...
Apparently, that's what happens when you do that. It's actually pretty good.
I think it tastes great.
Yeah, there's something in there I like the most. I just can't place it.
There is a... I'll tell you what I feel like is a
taste... Is it
the
Code Red?
It reminds me of like a popsicle, kind of.
Yeah, flavoring.
I'm not sure what flavor. Almost like a grapeish, blue grape popsicle that You know how they just give you that crap when you're a kid? You don't know. It doesn't technically have a flavor.
It's everything combined.
It just has
combined.
A color.
That's right.
That's what it tastes like. It has a color. It tastes like this purple color. It's kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, I want some more.
He's opening it up.
I want some more.
So the Do S.A. is available limited locations right now.
Actually, that's delicious.
I know. The more you get into it. More, it's because it's cold, too.
It's cold.
It really helped. It's we put cold. It in the freezer.
It's so sugary and good.
No, so it's available for a limited time, but it's going to be released in different markets.
Oh, that'll do.
As you get closer to, I don't know, 4th of July, maybe?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they say it's to celebrate Memorial Day and 4th of July. So nothing says thank you for your service to this country like paying a company for a flavor.
Like Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage all right. Put together. But we still want to get all three individual flavors and mix it to see, would it come up with that?
We're doing that.
We're doing it.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Listen, ladies, I don't know what you really like. A good Harlequin romance, a buggy and bonnet, maybe a bit of a mystery.
A buggy and bonnet? Is that like the Amish romance reads?
Oh, Nikki, that's one of the biggest growth industries in the literature field today.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they call it
buggy and bonnet.
Buggy and bonnet.
Will the Amish sheriff ever love again? Or something like that? Like, Becky is moved in from another Ordnung from Minnesota. And
maybe you should be...
Dustin Yoder, his wife has just died.
Aww.
And though he is gruff to her at first, eventually they find that gruffness is really covering pain and a desire to love and be loved.
Is this something where maybe you could be reading those books, like audiobooks?
You mean,
money?
Am I reading him?
I mean, it sounded good right there.
If you want to know the truth, Nikki, I have read an Amish romance book. Remember? Amish Vampires in Space?
You did. Well, I meant more like you're reading it for, you're the voice of the audiobook.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Dude, sign me up. I'm in.
If you can do it with a straight face.
I could. I can do it. Eventually, you just forget what you're reading and just read.
You just read it out loud.
That's not true. What you need to do is pay attention to the subtleties and allow that to impact your performance. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Let's read. That's great. I'm always looking for that next big thing.
That could be something.
So, and as we found out earlier today, it's not going to be... Panhandling. That's what didn't work out. But, Nikki, what you need to know is that the good people at KFC have a little something for you.
Well, I saw the cover of this thing, and it is something unique.
It's something. It is the best ever.
And it's real, or is it just a promotional thing?
Oh, it's real. You can download for free for Amazon Kindle, Tender Wings of Desire. a Colonel Sanders novella.
It's a romance book with Colonel Sanders.
With Colonel Sanders in it!
Oh, it's so gross!
It's so wonderful!
And maybe if you're into that thing, like if you like chicken or older men who are colonels, a businessman, successful company.
He's been alone for a long time, and he's just looking for someone that he can be tender towards. Tender like the juicy fall off the bone meat that he's known for. And Nikki, think about this, a man who can cook for you, a man that could whisk you away to Kentucky.
Which is where I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to go. So Colonel Sanders is a handsome sailor with a mysterious past.
Well, Nikki, he is a colonel.
He is a colonel. And he's got some arms. Like, they really made him pretty built.
Yeah. I love that he's got a woman in his arms, and she's got one arm around him.
And
the other hand, she's got a chicken leg.
But she has her purse on, which I thought was funny. And she's wearing mom jeans, which are popular now.
Nikki, she had to make sure she had everything she needed.
So, yes, you can download it from Amazon for free. 100 Facebook users would have been offered a hardback copy, but maybe that part of it's gone. This is the Mother's Day promotion, which is KFC's one of its biggest selling days of the year. So they think that you should get this for your mom for free.
Have you read? Let me listen to this. It's a true testament of love as Lady Madeline Parker runs away from Parker Manor and finally takes control of her life.
Oh, gosh.
When she finds herself in the arms of Harland, the colonel, a handsome sailor with a mysterious past, she realizes she must choose between a life of order and a man of passion. Yes! It's perfect!
So Madeline Parker, who finds buckets of love from her finger-licking good hero as she tries to escape Parker Manor in a loveless marriage.
She's in a loveless marriage right now?
Mm-hmm. The drama. The drama. So that is, maybe I'll download that just for kicks on it, but we'll see.
Oh, sure, Nikki. That's what you'll say.
But then what's going to happen is every other suggestion on Amazon will be super weird.
Oh, they're out there.
Super weird.
They're out there.
But that's something that KFC thinks in Mother's Day would be a great promotion.
There you go. So, yeah, I know that's what I'm calling my mom. I'm sorry. I don't know what you wanted to do.
We're reading this today.
We're going to KFC for lunch on Sunday, all right?
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
What if Shaquille O'Neal wanted to be the sheriff in your hometown? Would you vote Shaq in 2018?
Didn't he have a show or something where he was a sheriff? Or
that is Steven Seagal.
No, I thought Shaq had something too.
Did he?
Like, I don't think that's the first time the word him and sheriff has been thrown around.
Okay, well, he was a Clayton County sheriff. He was an honorary deputy. It was unpaid, but he was technically a reserve police officer there in Clayton County, Georgia. So I don't know that he ever actually went out and did anything with it, but he was that guy. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. What I didn't know is he comes from a family of law enforcement, and he has a great deal of, he says, love and respect for police. He hates the way that the police have been maligned lately, and he says, look, it's time for us to do something about it. So he says,
and it's not about politics.
He says, this is not about politics. This is about bringing people closer together. You know, when I was coming up, people loved and respected the police, the deputies, and I want to be the one to bring that back, especially in the community I serve. So he actually is planning on running for sheriff in 2020.
So he was also given a badge in a Florida town in 2015. And then, like you mentioned, in Clayton County in Georgia in December, he was given another honorary position.
Yeah, so there he is. It has been the police stuff lately has been off the rails, right? And it's one of those things where you're only seeing the bad stuff. I get that. But some of the bad stuff has been really bad.
Sure. Or so, anytime something happens, it just pops back right out and
right.
Then it becomes bad again.
So Shaq for sheriff in 2020. That's kind of cool.
I forgot he was 7'1".
He's
very
huge.
Tall. That's like, very, very tall.
One thing is for sure. You will not have to worry about wondering where Shaq is.
You'll find him.
You will find Shaq in the crowd.
And where does he want? The same town in 2020? Or where does he want to run for sheriff?
I think he's... I don't know. Like, I guess I had just gone assuming that he was going to be in Clayton County, Georgia.
He has not made up his mind on which county. So that's not known yet.
That's kind of rough. Like, just deciding that think about it. He's like, hey, in 3 years, I want to be sheriff.
That's plenty of time to figure it out.
I don't know where yet.
Better to not say it ahead of time before you get close enough to him running for sheriff.
Okay, now, actually, there's something to that. The idea of like, well, maybe I don't want to be sheriff in... you know, like that would give them time
to dig up all
that Shaq dirt. And he needs to get in there and surprise him a little bit.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now. At radiou.com/donate.
And say what you will about Michael upstairs, he has never headbutted anybody.